Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if you can't come to the house of God and praise him, what you going to do? Amen. And I ain't going to follow you to the ball game. Because anybody got to tell you do nothing when your team get up and strike. And I ain't never been to one, by the way. That you just act a plum nut. So when you come to the house of God, praise the Lord, he the one gave you the strength to go to the ball game. And I'm not against the ball games. Well, I just, praise the Lord. You know, I'm glad to be here today. Aren't you? And I'm glad to see Mother here and all of you, my friends and neighbors and all, and everybody, you know. I don't know how to call everybody's name. I'm so glad to see Keisha. And I'll get ready to send something after her. I'm just really happy today, and I want you to be praying for me because, you know, and pray for Brother Eddie, anybody to bring the word, pray. You know, pray that God will help you to open our hearts that we can receive. To me, it's just, I don't know, I say all the time, it's my age, I think it is. Amen. But all I just wanted, Lord, I said, God, I get the Bible, I open it up, and then I open it up to the Ark of the Covenant. Now, I'm not going to teach on the Ark of the Covenant per se, because he didn't start me in like that. He started me in to saying, you need the Ark back in the church. The Ark represented the presence of the Lord, didn't it? The merciful. So I studied a little on the Ark, but I'm just going to ask you all to just pray with me, because if anything the church needs is the power of God. Power of God. I ain't saying just to, I need the power of God. And we need, because of what's out there. We go out there, these people is pretty crazy. See, I can say what I want to say because of my age. They're crazy. You know, they don't drive first. In my day, my pastor could walk down the street, put that cigarette in his pocket. Because they respected. I didn't want you to see them doing nothing that your church taught against. But now, been in the last day, and though we praise God in this place, and I thank God. I say, but God, we there's something more we got to give. Something, though, because these people, we losing them, God. We losing our families. We losing our children. We losing things, God. Now I'm going to pray. Mom, I'm telling you, I'm a pure nut who came to see me. I'm a nut, honey. Will you stand? Father, in the Jesus name, you gave me this message about me to say to the people until myself first it came, Lord. What can I do, Lord? When I hear you say Sister Davis, I say, poor sister. She's just Sister Davis. But I know, hallelujah, because you gave me something else right for Friday to finish this off. Thank you for the word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. Place. Praise the Lord. So I'm asking you, Lord, to bless today. To bless today. I ask it in Jesus' name. To fill my mouth. Let me speak as the oracles of God. Let me be able to help even myself. I ask it in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Clap your hands one more time so I know you're happy. Thank you, Jesus. Brother was so wonderful to help me. I think we'll put the Ark up first, brother. He's so sweet. Back there. You know, this church has everything it needs. Honestly. We got everything we need in here. All we got to do is realize that. Amen. And everybody get that thing that Donald got. Brother Donald. I was glad when they said unto me, let me go to the house of the Lord. I ain't just talking about this thing. Brother Donald, God gonna give you whatever you need. You need the Holy Ghost with the tongues, and he gonna give it to you. Because that's God. I said that's God. It ain't just a sermon y'all preach. This thing is real. I say it's real. I say it's real. It's power over the power of the devil. Now that's what he said. Is that right? Yes. And so I just want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to go into, that's the ark. Now, I would love to preach on the ark, but I ain't studied the ark per se enough to preach on it. Okay, just enough. I do know it was a box that was specially made for God, special size, and that's all that's got to do with heaven. But one thing that got me was the staves on the ark. That little bar go across there and there. Because the priest had to carry that. I said the priest had to carry the ark. The priest got to carry the ark. The priest got to carry the ark. We are the priests. And what God said. Then he said we're priests. All right now. Praise the Lord. And I say, God, help us. Now, in the staves, will it guide me to? Because when they begin to make the staves, it was made of shittim wood, which does not rot. Which showed the Lord of humanity that was in Christ. But then it was covered with gold. But one thing got me, brother, the mercy seat was pure gold. Well, nothing else in the mercy seat but pure gold. That's where God met with man. And once a year, the high priest, you see, I ain't trying to go into the ark. He would go to ask God to forgive them for all the sins for the next year. Forgive them. But here's the thing now. He had to get himself right, too. He couldn't just go in there any kind of way. He had a certain garment he had to put on, certain things he had to put on, certain things he had to do to get himself in there. But now here's about the high priest. God is so good. Say he's so good. Say he's so good. Even though he might not have been up to doing it just in case he had a rope around his ankle so that the dude fell dead, they can pull him out of there. Because nobody could go in there. Isn't that all? And I said, Lord. Then I saw the love of God for man and for me. You know, when I stumbled, I saw God for me. Amen. And when, you know, we stand up, he's like, when we stumble, now you ain't got a minute stumbling in things you stumble. I'm going to stumble in this. Because I know God going to forgive me. Stop it. Right now, I told somebody, somebody I was talking to, and I said, you know what? You get to loving this man enough. It'll keep you saved. It'll keep you want to do the right thing. I ain't got to tell you, take this off, put that on. I ain't got to tell you, the Holy Ghost will tell you. You hear me what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost used to tell people, take this off, put that on. Now, when I tell you to take it off, you take it off when you're here, and when you're out there, you're a hypocrite. I don't want no hypocrites. God don't want hypocrites. He wants people that's going to serve him. So I ain't going to tell you not to wear lipstick and not to do this and do it. Because when you get out, you do it. Well, y'all got to know me now. Shoot. I ain't going to do it. I ain't gonna tell you. So don't, if you come here to wait to tell me how long you wear your dress and what you got to do this, I do it because that's me. You know, I was a little girl in kindergarten. I was taught to wear my clothes long. And they would pull the seat out from under me because I was 5 or 6 years old. And they would pull the seat out of me, you know, taunting me. You know, you get taunted when you try to do the right thing. When you do anything different from anybody else, you're going to get taunted. You're going to get talked about. You're going to get picked on. This devil going to pick on you if you get too close to God. Now, if he ain't picking on you, you better go back and pray some more. Because something ain't right. Because he going to pick on you. I said, the devil is in a hurry because he know he ain't got long. I said, your time is shortening, buddy. Come on. I said, you better do what you do. Because you get, God is getting ready to do something to his people. Then I'm going to minister Friday. But God is going to, he told me, I can't keep a thing, child. When I get up, I can't wait to get to church. I guess. But I got to tell it. Now on the ark was the mercy. So the priest had to go. And I learned this. I didn't know that. The state. Thank you, brother. See, now you're telling me, see, I'm doing okay. And when the had to go through, he would ask forgiveness on the altar. But now the precious blood of Jesus Christ, is on the altar for all of us. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. The 6th chapter of 2 Samuel. Blah, blah, blah. He made him to be the king. And I don't know. But he knew it was something about that ark. Something about the priest just to carry it. Here's another thing. I don't know how they saw that was falling. I said, Lord, 300 feet, that's almost on Jesus. You can't start looking at other folk. Praise God. When you see something moving, because if you don't, and that let me know, 100 feet. Wow. Now remember now, the priest got that bar represented Christ carrying, you know, on his shoulder. You know, so the priest kind of, you know, that meant that he was carrying, you know, hallelujah. One on this side, can you see it? One on the other side, one on this side, and one on this side. Four. Praise God. Now you would think that would be enough. Let's read. No one gonna tell me the Holy Spirit wasn't here. Oh, he was here. Hurry. And because we just can't wait. When God give you a song to sing and he hit it, I don't care if you play it an hour. To sing, that's the power he wanna bring in. So play it. I don't believe it. If you get a song and everybody get woo up in it, if it's hallelujah, the Lord come down. Keep on playing it till he do what he want to do. Keep on playing it. I told you that. Amen. Uh-oh, he likes that. Then you play it. You play it. He move. And so the Bible says, first, you wouldn't do that to me. David gathered again after they had fought in the valley of the giants. The sixth shepherd comes, be patient. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel. Watch it now. The ark of God. Yes. And David arose and went with him, all the people that were with him, Bailey. Now, there was, you know, up into commas and things. There's no comma in here. So they go, whose name which dwelleth between the cherubims? There's a whole big. The name of the Lord, hallelujah, his presence doing it between the cherubim. And there ain't no comma in it, ain't no, you know, that mean pause. I went to school, brother. That mean pause. But you don't pause there. You know, of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, played before the Lord on all manner of instruments, made of fir wood, and on cornets, and on cymbals. I mean, Buddy, they was playing. And when they came to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it, and you was not to put your hands on. Well, how did they get the ark on the cart? He said they took it by the staves. I was calling people on the ark. And the ark was just kind of long, I guess, with no sides or something, you know. And so this guy, when the oxen hit it, it just kind of stumbled, you know. He going to keep it from falling. It's kind of bad. You get mad and stuff trying to do. Listen, this is for the priests. I say, what we go? They will see who the priests are. You call a prayer meeting, and brother was saying, when come to the door, what can we do to help out? Something happens. Push. I said, Lord, that's all I know to do. Amen. Children of God, people ain't used to no prayer meetings, brother. Pray all night. They prayed all night. We did it. What you talking about? You call somebody came to the church. I don't know, but I say, bless your heart. That's all I can say. Say, I love you, Jesus. And he loves us. I say, he loves us. Lord was kindling his Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. He died by the ark of God. David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Although the trumpet's out, and we're praising you, Lord. We praise him with all our hearts, Lord. Because you're trying to do it, and you're not doing it. David was displeased, and David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall I get unto his city? Of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Abinadab. Turn to the 15th of 1 Chronicles. I'm sorry. And when he left the ark, the Bible says, and David made him houses in the city of David. Prepared a place for the ark of God. People doing everything and prepared a place and pitched a tent for it. Now He pitched a tent. Is that getting to y'all? Then David said, listen to this, and moaned and wondered why God did it and all this kind of stuff, and got in up the little things and talked about it. I don't know. And after them had their little things they got to go through, hallelujah, then he said, at the beginning, the ark was chosen by through Moses. They were the priests. The Levites were the priests. They was the only one that could carry the God that God is raising up in this hour. It's the only ones that are going to be able to bring the power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care how many dance teams we get. I don't care. We do it in the proper way. It ain't going to get done. Hallelujah. So can y'all pray with that? Well, you know, I work too many days that day, and I'm tired. But we are. We love God. You sitting here, you love the Lord. Nobody tell me you don't love God. For this next generation, or something great for the next generation, we got to leave something. We're going to leave it for them to do it. It's going to be so terrible, they ain't going to be able to do nothing. Doing this and doing that and keeping you all upset. What's going to happen to my Social Security? And what's going to happen to my, hallelujah, keep you worried about things that you don't need to be worried about. You need to trust God. The Bible say, I'll be with you until the end of the world. I'm going to be with you. Somebody asked me that. I said, he's in the boat. He's with you. He's in the boat. He's never gone. I don't care what last day. We're not living back 40, 50 years ago. We're living now. Yeah. Because he ain't got much time. And we feel it. You hit my age either, mama. I feel something is going on. I feel God is going to do something. And you get ready to move. But there's a place in God. He's already got prepared for you. And when you just feel so secure and you know can't nothing bother you. But there's a place in God. You can start to pray. Y'all know it turns. Something turns. Because the music and the things that God got prepared to break. I don't feel that. No, why? Because I asked him. So move over all y'all up there. Ghost filled people full of the Spirit of the Lord got to have the Holy Ghost. What? He said, you got to pay. I said, pay them. And I'm going to give you a little something, but it ain't going to be what you think you ought to have for offerings. Amen. You know, I think people should, but they work in this church. I do. And we give them a little bit of something. They know I do appreciate it. Just tell you. I can't pay you. I know a girl make $1,000. I don't need you nowhere if you're making that because you're going to try to run over me. No, I can't pay you that. It's the ark of God. Sister David stumbled. Yeah, but Sister David didn't fall. Okay, so then David found it out. He said, because nobody should bear the ark him to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him. Sorry. You in this thing, child. We go ourselves and stop playing with God and say, well, Sister David, I'm going to tell you, Sister David is not going to try to fix your hair. You come to the wrong place. I'm telling you that you need God in your life and you need, I can tell you what to do. You ain't got to, I wonder, Sister David don't care. Girl, I don't either. I'm trying to get this mess up here straight now. Sure. I ain't got time to fool Lord. So if you wear your, listen, I went to church. This is the truth. We are so bound, honestly, down to the floor. And she picked it up like, over here. Holy, holy, holy. That's not holiness. That's not holiness. And he was about 20. You help me with this, brother. And he used to pulpit where he had tore up his nose up in here. It was still And I said, Lord, help me. Because I don't, and Jesus touch you, you whole. I'm sorry, I believe that. That's what I did, but I'm sorry, brother, that's what I believe. He make them whole. I said, how you doing, brother? He said, sister, I'm doing something. I said, what's the matter? He said, well, you know, I used to sniff it up. And that hurt my, tore up my stuff in there. Oh, you raise your hands, you love Jesus. You love him. I don't care. I just believe. I'm sorry. And if you don't be whole, it's you because that's what I believe. I'm not surprised what God did for you, Donald. Because, nope. When God touched me, he made me whole. He didn't know me. You think you know, but you don't know me. I was crazy as a bat. But one day, I met a man that prayed. What the church told me not to go, as a devil, we're going to be in good shape, see? Amen. So I borrowed the radio. I told this to my saints. And I was so bound. And I was on my knees. And he said, he was praying for me. He said, put your hand on this radio. And God going to deliver you. I told this so many times. And I listened to put an iron stove and holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But when I got in that little bit twin bed. And I got in the bed. And out came from my inner being. We got to get the ark back. Prisons. They cannot come out the prison unless we go and take a key and unlock it. And he get preaching until people believe it. Is that right, brother? He went around doing good. I ain't seen nothing else in there. And the Bible also said he could heal very few. All things are possible. I only believe. Did you put the ark? He put the ark up. Praise the Lord. Okay, so he all Israel together. This is in current Chronicles, which he had prepared for it. The church tried to go out to get friendly with folks. Well, you know, we got to help. You know, y'all got to help me. I'm like, hell no. Y'all got the answers in the church. We danced. The Holy Ghost came up on us and we danced. Oh, but I've seen my pastor dance right on the end of that platform. He wouldn't miss a step. So I'm sorry. I just tell him, I said, well, I'm from the old school. I don't mean to hurt you. And you going to do it. The Lord told me, I said, well, no, it ain't going to happen. Not while I'm living. You get up and move your feet and he'll have you dancing all over this church. I've seen the old folks, they dance, brother. I've seen women coming out and they study going at it. Hallelujah. We need that time again. Or we don't got so primped up somebody. Praise God. I remember that. And then they had cancer. Cancer go and cancer went. You hear me what I said? I'm sorry I came up through the wrong time. God delivered me. You hear me what I'm saying? And my church said, so I came up here and God led me to a Holy Ghost field. Hallelujah. I went downtown, went back to visit, and I got up and testified. I got it. But I got it. Yeah. And you need it if you ain't got it. Yeah. And our children, he never saw, you can have it. Come on. Do you want the Holy Ghost? Uh-huh. Him. Hallelujah. I want all of you all that want to experience, come up now. You want to experience in the Holy Spirit, come up now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm a person, brother. I don't like nobody hitting nobody. Nobody in nobody's face talking tongues because a lot of hard to give these people a tongue. Right. I just want y'all to know who I am. Ain't that right? That's right. That's right. You know? You know what you're asking for, Tiffany? What? Huh? Yes. Amen. That's what we need. All of us. And we're going to have that for the us, too. Yes. You look in the Bible and say, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They got more than one. We gonna be nice. Huh? Yes, Lord. What you want? What you want? You gonna help me pray. What you want? Yes, and who is Jesus? What do you want? That you have it all. Amen. Father. Oh, Holy Ghost. Precious Holy Spirit of God. Oh, God, you can do this by yourself. Hallelujah. In faith. In faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is a sin. He will come. Look at this. Even praise him. Praise him. Praise him, Stephanie. Praise him, Stephanie. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Did you ever hear the Holy Spirit one time? Fill him, Lord. Give him another baptism. Jesus' name, God. Praise the Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it, do it, do it. Hallelujah. Go ahead, save you. I receive you now, Lord. I receive you now, right now, right now, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll fill you. He'll fill you. Fill you. He'll fill you. Praise the Lord. Come here. You need. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Yeah, you do. Do you? You want another dose? Yeah. That don't necessarily mean anything, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, he that hungers and thirsts shall be filled. It's all the thirsting after God. Raise your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Barbara, the Lord has touched you. Stand here. The Lord has touched you. Understand it. Lord, the Lord, come right now, Lord. Come right now in Jesus' name. Go ahead, go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The Spirit of Christ is going to heal.
Yes.
The baptism is a God is going to fill you.
Yes, Lord.
You hear me? What you know.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So
Father.
Jump out.
Yes, Lord.
Don't be satisfied. Like Al was saying this morning. Don't be satisfied. You know, we're going to eat, but then just when you eat, you know, God got some more for you. Absolutely. I agree, Donald. We used to have classes on witnessing. If you, maybe we'll start them up again. But you know, you can't really, see, it's not an ABC thing to witness. You could say, you know, like people, when Jesus said, he said, give me, I want a drink of water. And it opens the door. What you need is the Holy Spirit to tell you what to say to people. See, because you think you got to start in Genesis and run it down. I'm going to tell you about a lady then, and I'm going to let you go. This woman's name is, I may bring the tape and let you hear it. But she was something else. I mean something else. And she didn't like people, and she was real rich. And so she has some friends that are trying to get her saved, you know. Her name is Gertrude or something like that. I got her tape. And she said the saints would come in, and they would lay scriptures on her, and they would talk. And she would just look at them. And so she told her friend, said, don't bring nobody else in here going running down here. I don't want to hear them. So it was a couple that had prayed about her soul. And she was going through they had went to get her or something. And he looked at her, he said, and she got saved. She said, if he'd have said any scripture, he said, ain't those luggage heavy? And she thought about the heaviness of her soul. That's who she took in men. She had a big boarding house. I guess her name, if I find her name, you might have heard her before. But the witnessing is not. We want to start with Genesis. They don't know Genesis. No, they're looking for help out of their trouble. All Linda said, "I prayed for you." John 4:4 saying, "So." You lose people like that. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. You lose people because folks don't. I prayed for you, and that's what the Holy Ghost wanted her to say. So beautiful button on your dress. I've had some of the craziest things that talk to people. And then she gets so. And when she get on down, I got her then. So. Yeah, I got her. Night morning star. I got her then. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She was. So when I say, hi, honey. Well, how you doing? She say, yeah, you know, she's so sweet. Jacob says, Karen, you know, well, you know, older. Okay. Wanted some water, but anyway, we had prayer with her and everything, you know, and then we left. I don't know something. But we do what the Lord say do. They might want it. It may just take a song that they used to know a long time. We got to learn how to follow this thing called the Holy Spirit. We talk about the Holy Spirit. We need to learn how to follow him. I went to the hospital room and I went to see this lady and I was telling this lady, you know, about the Lord or something. But anyway, her sister was sitting inside of me. She said, I was thrilled, brother, because I never heard nobody say this to me. She said, what can I do to be saved? I said, I didn't know. Brother Dan, I said, Lord, they said that to the apostle. Oh, my God. I said, oh. The scriptures probably, it finally came, tell me what she should do. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He got me speechless. What should I said, oh. And then I gave her the scripture. She said, she got saved. It's what the Lord planned to do. It's what he does. He know what it takes for people. You don't know. Tell me, call you to pray, and I'm gonna let you go. She called. Sister Davis. Oh, I said, call a spade a spade. She said, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I said, call a spade a spade, and she got what she needed. Well, she knew what it meant. I don't know what it meant. I learned. I hope that the Lord has blessed you today. Give him praise again. You don't know what you got when you got the Holy Ghost. But you're going to find out because we're going to hang around here and study together, pray together, and we're going to thank the Lord. I'm a little tired, brother. I don't want you to dismiss the service.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank and praise you, Father, in this house, God. We need you, Lord, to come back, Lord. So, God, we ask, God, that you will help us. Father, we ask God to depart this place, God. We pray, God, today, God, that you just keep us on. Give us traveling mercies, God, up and down in these roads, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.